WrestleMania 35, Jim Wrestle here. WrestleMania 35 will emanate live from MetLife Stadium once again, where the last time it was held at MetLife Stadium was in 2013 for WrestleMania 29. This will be the fourth WrestleMania in the state of New Jersey. Of course, WrestleMania 4 and 5 were held in the Trump Plaza or Boardwalk Hall, if you could call it, basically in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then it returned in 2013 with WrestleMania 29, the main event being Rock Cena 2, and now we will have our fourth WrestleMania from the state of New Jersey. The advantage of being at MetLife is A, it's close to New York and New Jersey, of course, in New Jersey and Connecticut, which is the roots of where WrestleMania first emanated. WrestleMania 1, of course, was live from Madison Square Garden. WrestleMania 10 was from Madison Square Garden. WrestleMania 20 was from Madison Square Garden. And a forgotten venue was the Nassau Coliseum, where main evented one of the main events for WrestleMania 2, which was the boxing match between Roddy Piper and Mr. T. Now, another advantage is they could take advantage of the New York market or tri-state area market. WrestleMania 29, still the record stands as the third highest attended WrestleMania of all time. The only two that beat it was the Pontiac Silverdome number 2, and that record stood for a very long time up until WrestleMania 32 with over 100,000 people in Jerry's World at AT&T Stadium. Now, I know the weather is very unpredictable in the tri-state area, so it's going to be a little bit cold for WrestleMania 29. It's the only WrestleMania that I ever ordered a hot chocolate. So, with that being said, hopefully the weather cooperates in April 7th or whatever date it is in 2019. So, like I said, you get the New York individuals, you get the New Jersey individuals, the Connecticut individuals, and of course the international individuals. I believe the numbers speak for themselves. I believe the tri-state area made between hotels and restaurants and air accommodations made over $100 million. So it definitely increases the economy in the state of New Jersey. I don't know if Phil Murphy and his team had anything to do with it, but they did give credit where credit is due during the press conference. Now, with Ronda Rousey being a recent signee and her being at the press conference, I would not be surprised if for the first time ever in the history of women's wrestling, we will get to see a female match close WrestleMania. Would not be shocked at all if it's Ronda Rousey against Charlotte or Ronda Rousey against Asuka at WrestleMania 35. So, that's it. The cat's finally out the bag. You've heard the rumors for a couple of weeks. It was going to be City Field. It was going to be Detroit. It was going to be MetLife. And finally, the cat's out the bag. And finally, the press conference made it all official Friday. Even if I wanted to finagle my way into the press conference, I had too much to do. But it's okay. But now WrestleMania 35 is in live April 2019, live from MetLife Stadium. 30 minutes from the crib, and which will save me hotel, travel, and restaurants, meaning all I have to do is pay for my ticket. So, hallelujah. There you go. So, congratulations to those in the tri-state area. It may be your first WrestleMania, and you're in for a treat. So, there you go. Jim Wrestle signing out.